Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's podcast, we'll be examining events from World War II and considering the impact that these may have had on the subsequent Cold War. Whilst World War II began in September 1939, there were already tensions before this. The United Kingdom, the United States, and the Soviet Union already had concerns around Hitler. As Hitler was growing in military power in Germany and elsewhere, the Soviet Union wanted somebody to act to try and act as a potential stop to Hitler. However, the United Kingdom and United States would not do so. As a result of this created tensions and ultimately led to a surprising agreement between the Soviet Union and Germany before the war, promising not to attack each other for 5 years. Therefore, when war broke out between Germany and other countries, neither the USA nor the Soviet Union were involved at first. However, both of them joined the war in 1941. The USSR, after Germany reneged on their previous agreement and attacked them during Operation Barbarossa, and the United States joined in December of that year after Japan attacked the US naval base at Pearl Harbor. As a result of this, Great Britain, America, and the Soviet Union were now allies, the main leaders of the fight against Germany and fascism. However, this did not remove tension. For one, the Soviets were very angry at what they perceived as their allies' failures to invade Europe. As a result of this, the majority of the fighting for the first few years of World War II took place on the Eastern Front between Germany and Russia. The Soviet leader, Joseph Stalin, believed that this was deliberate. He thought that both America and Britain were hoping that Germany and the Soviet Union would fight each other and become weakened, which would allow the Western countries to become the dominant post-war influence in the world and in the region. Stalin continually demanded that America and Great Britain open up a second front by invading France. This would force Germany to split their troops and would relieve the pressure on Russia. And eventually, in June 1944, America and Britain did invade France on what became known as D-Day. After the D-Day invasions, it became clear that the Allies were likely to win World War II. And as a result of this, the so-called Big Three, that is, the leaders of Britain, America and the Soviet Union, began to hold conferences to plan what should happen after the war. The two most prominent of these conferences took place in Yalta in Ukraine and Potsdam in Germany. These conferences did not go well and caused significant disagreements between the three sides. America wanted to see free elections across Europe, but the Soviet Union wanted to control large parts, not least to stop themselves potentially being invaded again. One obvious place of conflict was Poland, where each side had very different views on what should happen after the war. The Yalta Conference reached many agreements about what to do in Europe, including issues such as setting up the United Nations, dividing Germany and Berlin between the winning allies, holding free elections across Europe, whilst giving the USSR control of parts of Poland, and finally, the agreement that America would be joined in their fight against Japan by the Soviet Union once Germany surrendered. The Allies were due to confirm these agreements at the Potsdam meeting, which was to take place in August 1945. This was after Germany had surrendered following the suicide of Adolf Hitler. When the Allies did eventually meet in Potsdam, the Pacific War was also almost over. America, like the other countries involved, had been involved in trying to develop atomic weapons, but it was the Americans that succeeded first. And as a result, they dropped two of these bombs on Japan to force them to surrender. With the end of World War II, the positive relationship between the Allies of Britain, America and the Soviet Union was also about to end. After the war, many people worried that in fact the Allies could soon find themselves in another war, but this time with each other. The Soviets began to take control of many countries across Eastern Europe. And at the same time, the USA wanted to stop the Soviets, they suggested they could potentially even use their new weapon, the atomic bomb. The USSR was especially unhappy about the atomic bomb. They believed that America had broken a wartime agreement to share their technology with them. And they worried that the reason America would not share the technology was that they planned to use it on them. The former UK Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, gave a famous speech where he'd warned that an Iron Curtain was being drawn across Europe, dividing West from East. This again caused anger in the Soviet Union, who believed that they were being blamed for post-war problems. The Soviet Union believed that the USA wanted to control Europe and have global capitalism, and when the United States introduced the Marshall Plan, which offered money and other support to European countries to rebuild after the war, they believed that this was America's way of imposing capitalism. Their fears were not helped by America taking a very firm line against Soviet attempts to spread communism. The US President Harry Truman introduced what was known as the Truman Doctrine, and this was the promise that America would support any country that was being threatened by so-called armed groups, although in fact it was believed this meant the Soviet Union. The first sign of the Truman Doctrine being introduced was when Greece was given help to tackle attempts by the communists to take control of that country.